The roller coaster thundered high above them in the mall, and people screamed. Vivi Vincent's son's blue eyes widened with wonder as he watched with obvious delight. He grabbed her sleeve and grinned like any normal 8-year-old boy. The bright colors of the rides and the glaring sunshine through the glass roof made her eyes water. That's what she told herself. It had nothing to do with the disastrous meeting they'd had first thing this morning with Dr. Hinkle. She patted Michael's hand and he caught her gaze. The intelligence that shone in his eyes took her breath, as if all the secrets of the universe were locked up inside that bright young mind. He kept tugging her arm, trying to get her to go on the ride, but her stomach was too jumbled to even think about going on a roller coaster right now. And no way would she let him go alone. If something went wrong, who knew what could happen? She'd never forgive herself if he got hurt just because she was too chicken to go on an amusement park ride.
"Want to visit the toy store?" she suggested instead.
He nodded and smiled, but she knew he was disappointed from the look of yearning he sent to the 70-foot monstrosity behind them. They headed past old-fashioned carousels and giant mushroom-shaped swings, much more her speed. The Minneapolis Mall, a smaller cousin to the Mall of America a few miles across the city, was a kid's paradise. She straightened her shoulders. Michael would enjoy this outing today, even if she had to subject herself to the terror of going on that thing. It would hopefully make up for his being poked and prodded by Dr. Hinkle this morning, then patronized within an inch of sanity by a local TV reporter doing a feature on the famous psychiatric neuroscientist research program. The woman had interviewed them about Michael's issues and drawing ability. Hopefully it wasn't a slow news day in the Twin Cities. Michael spotted the intricate green serpent who guarded the entrance of the toy store, and any lingering disappointment in his expression vanished. They stood in silent fascination for several long minutes as they took in the display that clambered up and over the shop. There was a teddy bear in cowboy gear riding a horse, a dinosaur on a motorcycle, and above it all a giant clown that made Vivi distinctly uneasy. What was it about clowns?
"Okay, let's go inside. You can choose one thing from the store, and then we'll go find something to eat. Later we'll hit the rides."
He grinned and ran inside. Vivi hid a smile. She took a step after him, only to collide with someone massive and bulky who knocked her on her ass. She ended up sprawled on the floor as the man kept on walking. Her jaw dropped at his rudeness, and she climbed awkwardly to her knees, cradling her wrist, which hurt from the unexpected impact with the floor. "Need some help?" A man crouched beside her. He had short black hair and rich brown eyes that crinkled attractively at the outer edges. His fingers were strong and firm as he eased her to her feet, holding onto her good arm.
"Thank you."
She gripped him for balance as she slipped her shoe back on. He had a straight nose, full bottom lip, and a cleft in his chin. Those dark eyes ran over her critically as if assessing her injuries. Then something changed, and they warmed with frank male approval. She let go of his hand, and her knees wobbled. She blamed it on the high heels she so rarely wore. Another round of screams from the people on the roller coaster broke through her reverie.
"Thank you again. I'd better go find my son."
She nodded toward the toy store. It had become automatic to use Michael as a barrier, and the habit was starting to wear on her nerves. Maybe one day she'd get over the trust issues her ex had instilled in her. Maybe. One day. "Good luck getting him out of there." The handsome stranger held up a plastic bag with the distinctive logo on the side. It looked incongruous against his smart business clothes. A black suit, blue shirt, purple tie. How someone carried themselves revealed a lot about a person. His posture suggested a military background, and maybe some sort of law enforcement. He also exuded an air of competence and authority she recognized from her days working at the UN. The last guy who'd affected her this way had taught her that a handsome face and commanding manner were no substitute for compassion or morals. Still, it was nice to look at. "I got my fix buying for a friend's kid." For a split second, a shadow passed across his features, then disappeared. Maybe she imagined it. He took a step away. "If you're sure you're okay?" She nodded and he smiled back and then strode away. Gone. Vivi blinked. It had been a long time since a man had looked at her like she was anything except a frazzled single mom over 30. The sensation of being a flesh-and-blood woman slid over her body like a skin-tight dress, rekindling a part of herself she'd forgotten existed. Great. Another thing to add to her list of frustrations.